Welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello, and with me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you tonight?
I'm doing real well. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing good. Tonight, we're going to continue our resort-themed shows. We're going to talk about Disney's Pop Century Resort.
And I can't wait. It's honestly my favorite value to stay at when I'm traveling for just a quick weekend in town. It's perfect.
So there's significant history behind Pop Century Resort. We have had some discussions about how they arrived at certain things before, but talk to us about what makes this resort unique.
So as you said, I think we covered it a little bit when we did our Art of Animation show.
Yes.
Because Pop Century actually opened in 2003, and it is the 1950s to 1990s. Each section has its own theme, a great unique look, some larger-than-life icons we'll talk about in a minute. And that was supposed to be half of the resort. The second half was supposed to open across Hourglass Lake and be Pop Century the early years, where these are the golden years. There were two problems with creating that early years. The Pop Century, in the sections they have now, we've got the 50s, which is big bowling pins, Lady and the Tramp, and that's when the jukebox came out. You've got the 60s with the hippity-dippity pool and the flower children and all of those great things. 70s, you've got big wheels and the big Mickey phones, where those iconic phones were a big thing. 80s and 90s, we got Rubik's Cubes and computers and cell phones. Great iconic things. Now, if they had actually built the other half of the resort, I don't know that I'd want to stay in the section for the Great Depression. I'm thinking that's not so exciting.
Obviously, they chose not to go that direction. And
they didn't go that direction as they were brainstorming. 9/11 happened. They put an end to that building. And when it was time to come back, it never became that other half of Pop Century. So we've got, even though it's technically half a resort, it's a big resort. Lots of buildings, lots of people. And because of it being the number of guests that it has, we've talked before that transportation is all about numbers. And so when we talk about who is this resort for, it's for people that are impatient on transportation and want great busing. And that individual, it stops at Pop Century and it doesn't go anywhere else. There's one stop at the resort. You can walk from one end of the resort to the other in 5 minutes. It's not one of those big sprawling resorts. I always explain it to people as like a small college campus. Unlike some of our moderate and deluxe resorts, you can get to everything here without ever crossing a parking lot. It's all nicely put together. It has that beautiful lake behind it. It's economical. But it's also, it's a value resort, and by value, you're getting a big bang for your buck. It's perfect, clean room, on property, great transportation.
Talk to us specifically. Let's break down the rooms specifically.
This was the first of the values that was renovated, and I love the renovation. The rooms, because it's a value, are a little bit smaller. Years ago, if you haven't stayed here in a while, it used to be two double beds, which used to be the one little hang-up for some of our clients. But when they did the renovations, they went to two queens in the rooms. And the reason that it works so well is one of the queens is what we call in our family a table bed. It's that Murphy bed that when it's up, there is a table on it. When you pull it down, you've got a bed. So when you're not sleeping, if you put the Murphy bed up, you actually have a lot of floor space. So it's great because you can move around. You can have the kids walking around. You can have the suitcases. When they did that renovation, they went with a tile floor, which I'm thrilled with. There's no more carpet, which sometimes got a little yucky if you had little ones crawling around on it. They added coffee makers into the room, which never used to be at the values. It's white and bright. And it's a great, great room.
You talked about the Murphy bed, too. That's a cool thing for kids to see, too, right? Like something just as simple as the Murphy bed is something that kids don't see every day. So it's kind of a unique little thing.
It is great. You know, the little hidden treasure. And then it's got its own nightlight right above it if you want to have that light on at night. So that's a great feature. Those rooms are all going to sleep four, and you can have a pack and play with a fifth child if they are under three. That is the largest accommodation. All of the rooms here are the same size, so no sleeps five, no suites here. They do have a limited number of king bedrooms. And again, in the value resorts, a king bed is by request only. But I will tell you, if you request it, your odds of getting it are pretty good because a lot of families need that second bed. You can't get a king bed when you have more than two people in the room. So if it's just a couple, your chances of getting that are great.
So definitely a reason to contact your travel specialist. Every time we talk about one of these resorts, we do make the distinction hotel style versus motel style. So give us what that is.
So this is going to be motel style. And if you haven't heard me talk about that before, it's definitely a Northeast hang-up of mine, but I don't have that kind of hang-up when I'm in Florida. In the Northeast, places are motels because that means the doors open to the outside. There are no interior corridors. And in the Northeast, they do that because they don't want to pay the money to heat and cool the corridors. In Florida, even your deluxe resorts are often that motel style exterior corridor. So don't let that be something that throws you, but do know that you're going right outside. And in value resorts, you don't have balconies. So that front door of yours, people are walking right past it. It's why I'm not always a fan of paying for a view in a value or a moderate resort. You have a choice of getting something like a pool view. I don't need a view of the pool because when I'm in my room, I'm usually sleeping or we're getting dressed and undressed. And since the window into my room is the walkway that all the guests are walking by, I'm not leaving the curtains open. So I'm not getting to see the view that I've paid extra for.
You briefly mentioned the transportation in the resort. Let's talk about the transportation. What's the easiest way to get to and from this resort?
This resort is a steal for transportation because we've talked before that the deluxe resorts have some great transportation. That's part of what you pay for. But here's a value resort that has phenomenal transportation. As I said, single stop busing headed to the Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom, same obviously to all of the parks in Disney Springs. But the big benefit, you can get on the Sky Gondolas there, take them one stop over to Caribbean Beach, and then switch gondolas and head into Hollywood Studios or Epcot. So to have that great transportation where it's continually moving, you're not going to have to fold your stroller, that's pretty unheard of for a value resort. And I always talk about where it falls in property. We talk about how large Walt Disney World is, larger than Manhattan. It's nice and centrally located. So when you are getting on those buses, you're kind of in the middle of everything, making for shorter rides.
And anytime you get to plug the Sky Gondola system, let's be honest, you do.
I do. You know, I wasn't sure about it when I first started. I'm not a huge fan of heights, but I'm a fan of efficient. And I have to say, they're so efficient. I love them.
So we go from transportation to one of our favorite topics to talk about when we get to talking about a resort, the food. Break down the food options for us at Pop Century.
All right, so I'm going to say Sky Gondolas again then, Jeff, because you just gave me that opening.
It's fine. I love it.
We've talked before when we've done dining episodes that there is no resort-to-resort transportation. You can't take a bus from any resort to a different resort. So you want to go to Chef Mickey's, the Contemporary, you're going to take a bus, and then you're going to have to take a second bus. But the gondolas really changed that. So Pop Century's food court only, because it is a value, there is no sit-down dining. But it is a food court with incredibly long hours, typically 6 a.m. to midnight. And the gift shop here is in the food court. That means that you can buy souvenirs and package pickup for all those extended hours as well, which is a real bonus that we don't have at all the resorts. It also, although we said they did not open the other half of Pop Century, they did open Art of Animation, which you've heard me talk about my love of that food court, that they have the Green Awards because it's a food court that actually serves on China. They have the best gelato on property. And you can just take the bridge and walk across the lake and have that food court if you're looking for something different. Or hop on the Sky Gondola. You can do 3 different character breakfasts without having transportation issues. You can head over to Riviera and go to Topolino's. You can take the gondolas to the back of Epcot. Again, they're going to drop you off outside of Epcot, so you don't need a park ticket. Go to Trattoria Al Forno for breakfast, where you can do Princes and Princesses, or Cape May Cafe for Mickey and Friends. So that gives you lots of options. And then obviously for dinner, you can do anything on the boardwalk. Again, you can do Cape May Cafe, Yachtsman Steakhouse, ESPN, so many great choices for food at a value because transportation is so easy there.
Awesome. I mean, just a really fun little hub that you can jump to and from and see the best of some of these other resorts, which is really cool too. If the food court is not your thing, if the food court is your thing, it's right there, and so is the Art of Animation food court. So that's cool. Let's talk about some recreation. As you said, that the resort is divided into different sections based on the different decades. I'm sure that we can talk about the different pools and things like that that they have going on. It is right at the lake. I know there's that running trail that they have there too. So just break down some of the recreation opportunities.
So because it is a value, you are going to have pools. They've got 3 of them. And like I was saying, I love them because they're cute looking. One of them's a bowling game, one of them's a computer, but it is a value resort. So no slide at the pool. They swimmer. You've got that wet zone, an adorable playground. And as you said, definitely a running trail. They're doing the movies under the stars. But that's kind of where we end for recreation. It's a value resort. They're not going to have a lot of it. But also, remember from our previous episodes, if you're looking for the carriage rides, the painting classes, recreation is open to anybody. So it's not going to be right there. But again, you can take that Sky Gondola one stop to Caribbean Beach, and you've got fishing and boats and made classes and all of those things. So maybe a little bit more coordination if you're looking to up your recreation game on a trip at Pop Century.
Those people that I know that have stayed at Pop Century, they've used it in a way that you described earlier as a great value for the room. And it allows you to get on property and take advantage of the things that the property offers, especially now with the Sky Gondola system. And it's maybe designed for people that aren't going to spend 4 days at their resort enjoying the pools, things like that. But it's a really great value, right? Isn't that something that you would definitely agree? I mean, that's really what we're trying to drive home here about this resort, isn't it?
And again, it's clean. If you've met me, I am a hotel snob. I stay there all the time. It's convenient. It is that great value being priced. You know, you getting the free Magical Express in 2020, you're still getting the free Magic Bands, you're getting the extra magic hours, you're getting all of those on-site benefits. And as I said, one of the things that we love to do is talk to clients about that vacation vision. If you are there for just the weekend and you're hitting the Halloween party and all kinds of things, and you're really going to be awake in your room for less than an hour a day, you might not get the value out of a deluxe resort. So by staying here, it kind of stretches things for us. For some of our families who are on the fence, do they want a value? Do they want a moderate? Sometimes it's the difference of being able to add an extra night because you're saving on that hotel cost. So an extra night is possible.
Sandy, thanks for taking the time tonight to talk to us about this awesome resort, Pop Century, in Walt Disney World.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a great night.
And if you have any questions or topic you wish we would cover, email us at podcast@letstalkdiz.com. And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share, have them like, have them subscribe. And don't forget to reach out to those folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week. And as always, keep making memories.